Oh, I got his ass now.
You have to be fast on the track.
I hate that guy.
This race could change the rest of your life.
Those absolute clowns are at 15BMX.com.
Go on, do my best, and whatever happens, then it's good.
My butt all got stretched a little bit. And
I got a tight little butt.
Look, I'm about to light this shit up.
Coffee Chatter Live, where you guys at? Oh, Canada! Coming out of the answer tent right now. Pop Dog Millionaire! Let's make some noise. Tory Nighthawk! Whoa!
Show 243, Tulsa World Cup preview show, Saturday, April 20th, 420, dude.
Happy 420, buddy.
Boys are absolutely grinding on the podcast on a weekend just to have it, just so everyone can enjoy a nice World Cup preview show Monday morning.
Crazy. You know, the things we do for chatter these days, huge. Just taking time out of our weekend, our busy lives.
It actually worked out because I was supposed to be in Houston this weekend. Had to cancel the trip. Savannah, unfortunately, got really sick 2 days ago when we were supposed to fly on Thursday. So we had to cancel the trip last minute. But, you know, she's doing okay. I actually had some people reach out. So, yeah, she's doing fine. Just in bed, chilling.
That's good. Well, I'm glad she's doing okay. Then, yeah, we were going to have to skip next week's show. So, I mean, you know, take what you can with what you got. If you're home, record a podcast, give the people a little preview show. It is what it is.
Crank out a podcast, baby. I will be traveling next weekend, though. I'll be at Magridge BMX in Mississippi, coaching a clinic Saturday and Sunday. So looking forward to seeing people there. I know some people are coming from out of state as well. So just wanted to let you know that, yes, I will be in Mississippi next weekend and looking forward to it. Was there last year, had a great clinic, and looking forward to it again.
Spell Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Nice. Nailed it.
You know, when you're a kid, I was thinking about this. When you're a kid, you know, when you're trying to count properly or time something, did you give it the old one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Was that ever accurate? That. I have no idea.
It's about 1/1000, but I went with a Mississippi, one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
What happens when you get to like the 13s and the 14 Mississippi, 15 Mississippi? Isn't that longer than one Mississippi, two Mississippi?
I think you got to use a small number. You can't be going like 1,834 Mississippi. You just count 2 seconds.
That's good. To be honest, I thought it said on our little sketty here, I thought it said Maple Ridge. And I was like, you're coming to Ridge? I was like, wait a second. No.
Oh, yeah. Instead of Magridge. Yeah,
Magridge. Yeah. So that's good.
Fun fact about Magridge, you know, it's the only track in Mississippi. They got one track in the whole state.
No shit.
Isn't that surprising?
That is wild. Yeah.
I know.
I don't know else is up in Mississippi personally. I'm terrible with that, but you know. Weird.
Yeah, I know. You think, like, especially a southern state where they have, you know, generally warm weather and stuff, you'd think they'd have more than one track. But
is it a big state?
By population, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's like very densely populated. No. Could be wrong, but I don't think it is. No.
I'm trying to look it up. Let's look it up on a map right here. It looked up Mississippi State University. That's a big university.
Jackson, Mississippi is where it's the closest city. Like just.
Okay. Yeah. Jackson, there it is. Huh. Well, how about that, hey? How about that?
Well, hot dog. There it is. Yeah.
I realize I got something dead wrong last show. You know, speaking of, you're not in Houston. Well, fucking Cam Larson and Jace Muth are in Houston too. You know that little chat? I was like, oh, they're fucking flying around the globe here.
I know. They obviously, well, we didn't know. We were speculating, obviously. Yeah. Jace Muth did post a photo, I think, of the Houston airport or something, saying on the grind. So, I mean, one would think that he was gone. He must have like flown back to Houston from South America, which is like the major United hub. So,
that is the hub going through the US, going to South America.
Yes. Especially going to South.
Yeah.
Whenever you go South, you go through Houston, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was going to say, I like that, like him and Cam Larson just hunkered down in Tulsa, just getting the fucking laps in there. Yeah. Just getting ready. I mean, to be fair, especially with their travel schedule and with a home World Cup, I would do the same thing. I would have skipped Houston and just got ready for Tulsa, no question.
Dude, 100%. All those guys, yeah, we said it last show, they're doing so much traveling right now. You want to have time to settle down, prep, and actually, like, none of them live in Tulsa. So obviously they've ridden the track a ton over the couple years it's been there, a few years, but get as much time as you can on that baby.
Yeah, no kidding. And I know they've had a lot of camps there and stuff too, but there is something about just being there and like riding it all the time that really helps you perform on race day.
Seems like there's already a few other people starting to roll in early. Classic, you know, let's just get there a week and a half early. I guess it's about that time, though, a week early now. But it's kind of made Houston dead. Very
tough. Completely. Tough, like, we're talking completely dead in terms of pro racing, for sure. Like, there was, I think, four racks of elite men, but weren't that many top guys there. Neek, Isaac, Rico.
Oh, speaking of Neek, congratulations to Neek.
Congrats, Daddy!
Having a baby. Daddy Neek.
Yeah, congratulations, Neek Kamen, on soon to be father. Yeah,
that's
happy.
Exciting.
We're both happy for you.
That came out of nowhere. I didn't see that one coming, but that's so cool. Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations. And man, he had that daddy pull.
He did. I saw the clip.
Daddy pull in Houston.
Oh, some of his heats, guy was flying. Looked like a little snap day one against Isaac there, but they had a good battle.
Yeah, he battled back and still got on the box at the finish line. Man, Isaac looked good. He was super fast in Houston last year, and he looked just as good now.
You think he gets a, like, yeah. Now, I'm not going to, I don't want to jump into that too early, but I was going to say, do you think he gets a win in Tulsa? I mean, the guy's won, he's done really well there before. He was just there for a while before I went to Houston. Like, I think he's feeling it. I think he likes the U.S. He's been, like, around to those tracks a bunch now, I feel like. So, it's got to feel good.
We'll get into it, obviously, but he's going to be one of the biggest picks. He's going really fast now. He just won yesterday. As we record this, we're recording Saturday. And he was really fast in Tulsa last year. I don't think he ended up winning because I think he got Cam took him out. Was it one day? Oh, no. Took him out the one day, then he got DQ'd the second day. But he was probably the fastest guy there, though. Like, and yeah, I think he'll be a top pick for a win.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks sharp again, so.
Looks really good. All right, let's get into. Did you see there's four elite women in Houston? Before we get into Tulsa, I just had to point that out. Four elite women. That sucks. That sucks for the people that are there.
Yeah, all around, that's just not good. Like, not good.
It's just tough.
Not a great look. I mean, the four women that are there. I mean, they're getting, quote unquote, an easy paycheck. Let's be real. Like, that's not great.
It's almost like that. You go there for four. It almost feels like a waste of time.
Yeah. What, to be honest, I thought it was five to make a class. It's a good thing it's not, or if it is, it's a good thing they're letting that slide. I don't know how that works, but yeah.
it's tough.
Equal pay,
really
baby.
Tough.
Equal pay.
I get it. I'm sure most of the women are getting ready for Tulsa, but yeah, it's like, it's hard to get motivated to race four, to have a rack of four people, and it's kind of, yeah, it doesn't look great, obviously, when there's only four pros in a pro class.
Just kind of all of the above. Like, it's just really,
I know,
tough.
It's like, just like very blah. Yeah. It's not good.
I don't know if, like, when scheduling these events, I don't know if USABX maybe thought, like, it might, having Houston before, maybe that it could have pulled more riders. I think that's the thought. It could have pulled more of, like, maybe foreigners to come race it before Tulsa. And I think that could have been a thought. But unfortunately, yeah, it's kind of done the opposite. I think a lot of women, even the US girls, are just prepping for Tulsa. All the foreigners that would usually come over and make that class exciting, make it fun, just aren't there. So you're just kind of getting the four of them that are just kind of willing to put some laps in before Tulsa next weekend, which probably good prep laps now. Like, they're not going crazy hard against each other, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure they're all being pretty smart about it when there's only four of them. I'd hope so. But yeah, four.
yeah, you think, like, in a normal year, you probably would pull some people, like, to race both. But I think with an Olympic year, people are just so locked in on trying to make the O show that they just don't care about anything else. So that's why I think a big reason why, obviously, a lot of women have skipped it, but men too, and are just getting ready for Tulsa. In other years, I think people would do both because it's like easy travel. You just race Friday, Saturday, and travel Sunday to Tulsa. It's like short, quick flight. It's not
a
big deal.
I'm sure it's a one-way flight over there too.
Yeah, and it's probably like an hour.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who do you think is going to win today? As we're talking about this, I haven't seen results. Do you think Isaac gets it again, or do you think Neek can pull one off?
I got Isaac, and at least Isaac looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Neek Skates didn't look very good yesterday. No. He was getting smoked. He was getting smoked on the first four cranks.
You know, it's wild. Like, I don't know what he thinks, but visually, like, when you see riders, you think, I personally view them as like, oh, that guy's probably better on like the medium to slow gates. That guy's maybe better on the fast gates. Neek to me seems like the medium gate guy. So these fast, now the pro gates are super fast. Yeah. It's just like, it's tough for him, I think, because if he's not in lane eight, then the people that are fast gate guys often will just try to get an elbow in front within like the first half crank.
outside in Houston's tough too, because it's like it's the supercross straight first straights on the outside. So there's so much room on the first turn, so you got to.
Just no it's really chance. Tough on the so outside. Short, and the whole thing. Yeah, just it's really hard. Drifts the whole time too. It's yeah, like, good luck.
All right, let's get into the Tulsa preview. The track, it's very much a U.S. style supercross track. I would say blend of kind of supercross and classic USA BMX. So there's, you know, some technical aspects, but generally fairly basic. You can just go full speed everywhere. What do you think? Because out of the two of us on here, half of us have rode it, and it's not me, it's you. So what do you think?
It's very much half and half. I would say classic U.S. supercross and what I would consider like World Cup supercross. I think the mm-hmm. I think the first straight, that first jump is burly. I think it's like that's a classic supercross mm-hmm. first jump, which is fantastic. The jumps after down the first straight, although it's a three jump first straight, I feel like it rides short. I mean, the jumps are quite close together. You're not doing a lot of pedaling. You can pretty much coast after the first jump, and I would say almost being competitive if you hit the first jump good. So that part, it's while the first jump's fantastic, it kind of dies out into the corner. There's not much that's going to happen. I don't think it's quite easy tap manual, double manual, if you want to do that. Second straight though has some techiness coming out of it, like that little tiny double or step up, whatever you want to call it, coming out of the first turn. I think going full speed, at least for the guys, if you're coming out 100%, like it can cause problems for sure. Like you can over jump it very easily, and then it makes those next two jumps a little tough. Not that those jumps are difficult, but they're long enough that if you mess up that first one, I think it's going to cause some issues. At the highest of high level, is it really going to happen? Probably not, but I definitely think maybe in quarters, semis, you could see some of that happening.
The first jump is pretty tech. Like, I think a lot of people make mistakes, and I think it's going to be a real make or break, especially in the women's class. Like, the women that can really, like, kind of push forward and push through it and jump it cleanly are going to make a big difference against the ones that case it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because, yeah, you're in the air for a while in that one, so the mm-hmm. more time you're stuck and stuck, like, hanging up there, the more time you're losing. With such a sharp backside, too, like, it's got that what I consider like a tabletop landing. It's quite sharp. If you are tagging that even a little bit, it makes a significant difference compared to those mm-hmm. ones, like let's say even like a rock hill where it's a little more rolled off, where you can case it and kind of just get away with it a little more.
Boy, it is making good backside, even casing by like a foot, make a huge difference yeah. on that one. Like just huge difference. Yeah. Like we're talking like a bike length difference.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge. Like if you're going back, you're going elbow to elbow and you tag it and you lose half a bike to the next jump, that means you're by the first turn, you're a bike and a half back at that point. So it's important. It's really important. I think that's the cool part about it is we are going to see the class be forced to jump a first jump again. And mm-hmm. yeah, it doesn't happen as many times as I would like on these World Cup tours these days.
I would say the second half of the track too is just USA BMX. Very yeah. much just hammer, manuals, all that.
That's where I think the other half goes around. I'd say the first uh-huh. half is quite supercrossy, and then the second half you go to the classic USA where you can go 2-2. You could probably first lap it if you really wanted to. 2-2-2-2 all the way through the rhythm. You have a little step up, step down that you're still going to just go 2 through. And then the last straight, you're just going to, it's a tabletop, roller, step up kind of deal. So it's like pump, manual. It's very basic. So.
But you know what? I don't mind. Like, I don't mind if tracks are different from each other. And I think it's kind of cool in the sense that you have like some technical parts of the first two straights, then you can just blast through like more normal BMX style the second half. I don't mind it.
It's good in your books?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it. I'm not going to hate it. I think the track's awesome. I think the facility's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I like more jumps personally. I love it when there's a little more risk, a little more mm-hmm. room for error. I don't think there's a ton of room for error, especially at the World Cup level where guys, I mean, anybody can go 100% through a rhythm section, a manual. Like that's just
yep.
day one basics. But at the same time, the way these World Cups have gone with all the carnage and people like understanding what's in the line with Olympics and going big in the turns, like that last turn, I think is going to get hairy.
Yep. And for sure, we both like tracks that are technical where you can make a difference if you're a better rider and it's more obvious. But I think from watching pro races there, especially on the second half of the track, there's quite a few areas room. There's quite a few places to pass. And there has been quite a bit of passing in the second half of the track.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think it's that second turn. Like it doesn't line up perfectly to like, let everyone have the perfect line around the entire turn, if that makes sense. So like if you're battling with a guy and you're protecting your inside, you're going to get shot up the second turn a little bit, lose some speed. And somebody that maybe can take advantage of that is coming around the outside. They hold quite a bit more speed than the other rider on the inside. So it's not one of those ones where it's like, okay, let's just hold the inside and you can ride it 100% perfect. It's like, you're probably going to lose a little bit of momentum if you're trying to protect the inside, which then you're right. Like down the last two straightaways, you're going to get people battling it out.
Once upon a time, we put Spencer Cole on probation for parking you in the second quarter. Yeah. So 2 years ago?
It must have been 2 years ago. One or two years ago. I can't even remember whenever it was, but fuck, that was hilarious. Then I almost hit a guy on the side of the track, dodged him.
Almost killed that guy. Almost killed him. Do we think it's going to have a good attendance? I would think my theory is if there's going to be attendance. So World Cups in the past in the U.S. have had horrible attendance historically. Right. Rock Hill, whatever. When they're a World Cup, World Championships are different. But World Cup, I think if we're going to have good attendance somewhere, I think it might be Tulsa. Because I feel like it's a smaller kind of, I don't want to say town because it's a city, obviously. Smaller city, USA BMX has a huge presence there. I feel like it might be advertised. I feel like there might be somewhat of a decent crowd. What are we thinking?
You want my honest opinion? I think
yes. Give it to me.
I think it's going to be a classic USA BMX World Cup that's happened in Rock Hill, where I think it's dead. If I'm being 100% honest, I just think the races I'm going off of to know viewership are the USA BMX Supercross races and the Grands. The Grands is huge because it's the Grands. The amount of people that are there, it fills out like crazy. I don't think those fans of the Grands are ones coming that aren't family or BMX members. You know what I mean? So. And then if I look back to the Supercross races they've had at that center, I don't think it's been a huge attendance with the USA BMX races they're hosting. Like, I don't think that's been a huge regular national for people. So in that sense, like, if there's not even a national there, I don't know if you're going to get people watching. I don't know what public's going to come to watch. I feel like it's going to be like one of those like Chula ones back in the day. You're going to get some big names, I think, throughout the industry. I think you're going to get industry people. You might get a few of those kind of older, I don't know if I should call them celebrities. I'll just keep with industry people. But other than that, I don't think you're getting a lot.
God, isn't it suck? And the U.S. is such a big BMX country, the biggest market we have. And it's just, we just can't get people to watch a World Cup in the U.S.
It's tough. It's just so tough. I mean, like, it's a niche sport. It is. It's so, like, it's small in that sense. We're not in arena that it's like regular people are going to see an event and go buy tickets to go to this. Like, I just don't think it's that. So, yeah, I think it's going to get tons of viewership online because of World Cup being Olympic year. It's coming down to the wire. Like, we're getting close to the point of like, people need to fucking step up to make the Olympic team now. But in person, yeah, I don't know.
The New Zealand and Oz World Cups had a decent crowd by the looks of it. I'm thinking back.
Yeah, I thought so. I think we mentioned, like, I think they were both good. I think Aussie especially was good. It seemed like there was a great atmosphere at that event.
Yeah, New Zealand looked well attended also. I feel like some European ones are well attended. We can't do it here for whatever reason.
If you think about it, like Australia, like, so if we're there in Brisbane, they're at the Supercross track there. You go all the way down to the Gold Coast, like there are, I think there are quite a few tracks in that area. And I'm going to say not just like within the 30 minutes, I'm thinking within an hour, hour and a half. Cause I think people are probably willing to drive a couple hours to go to watch the event for like a day event. Like, they'll drive there and back. I don't know about New Zealand. Excuse me. I don't know how close people were there, but thinking about Tulsa, like, how many people are going to be within 2 hours of there to drive in to watch?
Yeah, not many. You have the like Sand Springs in Tulsa. I don't know if there's another one. And then you got like UConn and Oklahoma City, but I don't think there's a whole lot else.
That's where it's like, I feel like that's kind of my reason for being like, there's not going to be a ton. So,
yeah.
The good thing is, one side, there's no bleachers, so people can line that fence and it's going to feel really cool. Like, that atmosphere, I think, along that fence line is going to be sick.
Where do you think the best place, if you're talking, trying to pull people to watch from, where do you think the best place in the U.S. would be to have one then? Doesn't have to be a place with already a Supercross track, but if you just, you know, yeah, hypothetically, you could put one anywhere.
Like, just viewers. Like, we're not talking BMX viewers, or are we talking BMX viewers probably?
BMX viewers, because based off your theory that you have to have, like, tracks and people.
Yeah.
So my first thought would be, like, Tampa, obviously, because there's a lot of tracks in that area. Pretty sure when we raced in Sarasota before, there was, like, no one there.
No,
so.
I agree. That's a good question, honestly. I don't know where there's enough BMX fans in one area to come out and make it seem like it's a big event. I don't know.
Like, Florida would be the choice, I would think.
Yeah.
Like, Oldsmar or Sarasota, but last time we raced the World Cup there was like no one there.
It's a good point. So maybe that makes my point about like Australia, like null and void. Like maybe it doesn't matter then. Maybe it is really just about like the fans themselves coming out, making the effort to drive out. I don't know. Where else would it be? Where else? There's got to be other places. Like yeah, up north, no. Like Phoenix area, probably not. Do you think? Phoenix, no. Mm. SoCal these days, yeah.
I mean, there has been many World Cups in Chula, and the only reason they were, I would say, attended by people was because the amateur race is going on at the same time, so people would just come over and watch.
Yeah, shit, hey. Why do people watch other sports? It's because they're fans of the sport, right?
Because they're fans of the sport and they can relate to it, basically.
Problem is, what people are fans of our sport that aren't in the sport?
No, it's only core fans.
Yeah.
It's only people that race BMX or you know, have someone in their family racing BMX or whatever.
Yeah. It's a problem. Big problem.
Yeah, all right. Problem. So let's before we get into the riders, let's each make a big claim before we dive in. We have to make a big claim for the elite men class and a big claim for the elite women class. Could be someone Ooh. We think is going to win. Could be just a random claim, but we got to make one for each class each.
All right. Do you have one? Do you have one first?
Yeah. Cam Larson wins his first World Cup.
Nice.
Answer S squared. Get yours today.
Get yours today, baby. Come on now. Well, shit, hey? Fucking big claim. Doesn't have to be a win, right? Could be anything.
Could be anything.
I don't think Joris or Romain shows that goes to Tulsa.
We haven't looked at the rider entry. We haven't looked at the rider entry, so we have no prior knowledge of this.
And I have nothing to back that off of. I haven't talked to either of them. I know.
So why would Romain? I guess because Romain doesn't have to. Probably is that why they already have three spots and he's priority going.
I just think that Romain is very methodical about what he does these days. It feels that way to me. Whether it is or it isn't, it feels that way. And I think he looks at Worlds coming up. He probably wants to do well at Worlds and the Olympics.
Well, no shit. He wants to do well at Worlds,
right? No fucking shit. So, but it's like, is Tulsa worth going? Is it worth going to Tulsa to race and do well at the World Cup Series, win the overall, when he has those two races coming up and the tracks are a little, like, what I would say, quite different?
When's the last time he raced?
Australia, probably.
It's quite a while ago.
Yeah. Did he perform as well as he wanted to in Australia? Maybe not. Maybe, like, it's like, I don't know.
No, honestly, it's quite a long time to go with no racing between Oz and the Worlds. Like, it's not great.
I agree at the same time. I think he likes that.
Okay, yeah, fair
enough.
This
is all speculation. Okay. This is my bold claim. I'm going to try to find
it. Well, it's your claim. I shouldn't be just, you know, it's your claim. You can claim whatever you want.
No, I like talking about it. But I'm also going to try to see if I can find the entry list for the race. Anyways.
Do you have an elite women claim?
Elite women claim. USA has three women in the final. In one day.
I don't know. Oh, wow. Three women. Okay. I can see that. Yeah. There's a first time winner in Tulsa in elite women. First time World Cup winner.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. That would be sick.
All right, so let's get into the elite men. I'm just going to start with the three American boys, Cam, and Jay Smooth. It's a big weekend for them.
It's huge. Sorry for the delay in that. There was a lot of. I was just looking at the entry list right now.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. Do you want me to say?
Is Romain on it?
It goes by what looks to be men elite. It goes by nation. I need to go to France. 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 I don't see either of them on there.
Right.
Bold nice claim could be right. Nice. Holy shit.
Nice.
Nice. Interesting. All right. So I'll move on from that. But that's my bold claim. Let's see if it goes true.
Okay. It
probably will be.
So yeah, big weekend for Cam, Jay Smooth. Cam would come back from kind of his, I don't want to say minor injury because I don't know if it was or wasn't. He's back riding from his shoulder injury from where was it, New Zealand?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see him race. Obviously, Cam and Jay Smooth coming off some good momentum from great trip down under to New Zealand and Oz, where they did very well, got some career best results, practicing the track. I'm looking for a big weekend out of those three.
I feel like it's a big weekend for not.
It
just
is a big, big fucking weekend.
Yeah, but like for USA BMX and those three specifically, I feel like there's a lot on the line One, because it's a home World Cup, they want to perform well. They're coming off great results, and I think they're ready to step up and keep it going. But also, I think Olympic stuff is on the line. Like, I think Cam Wood was the easy odds-on favorite to be picked and go, and that was just kind of obvious before. But with an injury and how Cam has been performing, and then Jay Smooth right on his tail, like, I think there's a wrench if things go like haywire this weekend, and let's say, I don't know, Cam Larson wins the World Cup. That pick for who's going for Team USA is going to be extremely, extremely tough.
What a big month if you're an American elite right now with the Tulsa World Cup and the World's Rock Hill. If you're ever going to get a result, if you're ever going to perform, if it's ever going to happen, now's the time
now to
step up.
Go in.
Now, in an Olympic year, you couldn't have a better time to step up than right now.
No, so you got to do everything you possibly can right now in that moment to just go in and do it, because it is the
time. Honestly, what better opportunity could you possibly ask for an Olympic year to have the two of the biggest races in your home country? Like, there's no bigger, better opportunity than now.
World Cups and the World Championships coming up, like within the next. When's the World Champs? Is it in a month or two?
Less. It's like May. I think it's like off the top of my head, week of May 10th or something like that. So okay. It's like. Yeah, three, four weeks.
It's very soon, though.
Yes.
That's very soon. So that's wow. Like that's a huge little block coming up for them.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see which one of them steps up, if they all do, if none of them do, whatever. But now's the time, boys. Now's the time.
I'd love to see it. I mean, we're obviously U.S. based in a sense. It's like, obviously, you live there. We watch U.S. series all the time. We race against them for how many years? So. Kind of feels like I feel like I've watched them more than I've watched the Europeans. So when you have to root for somebody, you're kind of rooting for those guys. You're rooting for your home guys to kind of do their thing. So that's where I feel like I'm at with them.
And with Cam being an Answer a Square guy, I feel like he's one of our guys.
Answer.com gets you today. Yeah, he is. Answer.com gets you. Yeah, he is, really is. So it's good for the team, good for the brand, good for the sport, good for BMX, good for us.
He's a good guy. I want to see him do well.
Yeah, for real though, right? I mean, you want to talk about a hardworking guy. He's it.
I think he gets it done though. I think Cam Larson wins a World Cup this weekend in Tulsa. I really do.
Yeah. I'm trying to feel like if I think he's going to win one, and I don't know. Coming off a USA BMX win in Rock Hill, or the national championship win, I think he's got the speed, and I think like he. Yeah, fuck it. You know what? Cam's going to win a race. He's going to win one.
Hop on the bandwagon, baby.
I'm on it. Let's go, Cam. Let's all aboard. Let's go.
One guy, I think his biggest competition to win is going to be Isaac, honestly. Like we touched on earlier in the show, was super fast there last year. Was unlucky not to win a day. Won yesterday in Houston. Probably going to win today. Looks great. I mean, I think he wins. I think him and Cam are the two winners / guys to beat in Tulsa. Mm.
Yeah, both. Like, do you consider their start style at all similar? I feel like they're both kind of crunchers. I feel like they're both kind of crunchers off the start, and I don't know why, but it just feels like they on these fast gates are doing really well. Whatever their style is, it seems to be they're making it work.
Yeah, Isaac's kind of got his own gate form too. His gates have gotten a lot faster, and especially watching Houston yesterday, he was probably the best starter there. So. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got some good juju in Tulsa too. So, he's obviously really hungry to get another World Cup win.
Yeah, very. I mean, he's got that. Yeah, got that attitude, that mindset. I feel like when he's in dog mode. He's in that mode right now. There's coming off good results in Australia. You come to Houston. If you're getting a win there, maybe two. We don't know who's going to win today, but you just keep that momentum rolling, and I feel like that builds and builds. So if he brings it into Tulsa, I mean, they're going to be the guys to beat, no doubt.
So the French boys, we don't have Romain and Joris there, but Sylvain's back, isn't he? Is he back?
Well, he's back riding. Do you want me to...
Is he on the let's check and see before we discuss.
Based off the entry list here, he's not on it. Do you want me to... you the guys that are on this list right now.
Let's hear the French team, yeah.
So from what I believe to be Medelite entry list from France, we have Quentin Chervin. Eddie, Clarté, Simba, Corentin Dubois, Hugo, Marzalek, Romain Maillet, Mathis, Rego, Richard, Theo Thuin, and that's all. Oh yeah, yeah. So
all the guys who aren't going to the Worlds, the whole team skipping the race.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's too bad. That's too bad. But I guess I kind of get it.
Kind of crazy. I didn't even put that together until you said that. Yeah, the whole World Championship team is not going to the World Cup.
There's some upset people on social that Eddie's not on the World Champ team.
I mean, I get it. 100%, I get that. Like, the guy's mm-hmm. been really fast. He's been flying. It's still crazy that they're not sending the full team because those guys could still be in the final performing, getting a result.
Do you remember off the top of your head, because I don't, how he did in New Zealand and Oz? I feel like he didn't do that well.
He did well at one of them, I think. I can find it pretty easily if you want.
Yeah, let's fact check that. I don't remember him. I mean, I don't remember him getting like great results.
It's tough when
there's a lot of people to follow, obviously, so I could be wrong. But
yeah, let's go to the. I'll just go to the World Cup standings right now. Let's open up that link right now and see where we're at. It's hard when like to keep up with some of the French guys when it feels like a lot of them are always up at the front. So it's like trying to keep up on which one's at the front. Eddie Clarté, he's in what spot was it? World Cups round one. 28th
quarters,
I guess. Yeah. 28th. What does it say? 64 beside his name. I don't know what that means. Round two, it says 31. Is it 55 quarters beside? That's position. What's it says rank and position. What the hell does that mean? And then it says, 3 and 4 is 7-7.
Said in Oz?
Yeah, in Australia it was 7 and 7.
He has 7th both days?
Yeah. So, I mean, if he's getting 7th both days, I mean, that's pretty... He's in both that's finals, all, yeah. That's good.
My mistake then. I forgot how he did that well in Oz. Yeah, that is really good, actually, then.
But it's okay, cool. We're not going to send you to the World Championships.
That just goes to show the depth. He'd be, like, the number one guy in a lot of teams, so...
Yeah, right.
The Swiss Wagon... Cedric, obviously, close to winning day two in Oz. Didn't happen. Had him on the show. Great guy. You know, what do you think?
I don't know. I think Cedric spent a good amount of time in the U.S. at some other races. I don't know if he's been to Tulsa, actually. But the guy's been, like, he's been clicking him off this year. And I think, like, someone like himself, like, if he has that confidence coming off, like, an almost win, I think he can carry that into this. I know that was a month ago, but I think that's a good positive for him. I know they're already there training. I think Cedric's a fast gate guy. It's a fast gate. I'm going to just bank on the things that I just randomly put in my head. Like, that guy looks like this. He looks like a fast gate guy. He looks like a slow. I just bank off that. And sometimes it works out for the most part, I think. So I don't think it's his race to win this weekend. I don't know if he's going to be that guy. Like, I don't know if he's going to get that win this weekend, but.
You know who I just remembered who's coming in very hot is young bloke Ross Cullen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Won the Osho test event, was super fast down under. This could be a great, I dare say, course fit because, I don't know, I just feel like a little bit tighter first straight, tech first jump. I feel like this suits him.
Dude, I think the GB boys are going to have somewhat of an advantage, I think, with how tight I think the first straight is. They're used to riding indoors on that track on Manchester, which is just like stupidly tight in the turns and stuff. So this track, although it's not like indoors, it's going to have the indoor feel, but at the same time, it's going to feel wide open compared to what they're used to riding. So
I think Kai, speaking of his countrymen, is going to eat people down the third straight.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I almost think it's too easy for it. Like the rhythm section is too easy for him to kind of like do his thing that he's used to doing where he just unloads out of the turn and just like whips by people.
Do you remember him in Bogota?
Yes. He was flying.
On the third straight there.
He would fly out of the turn and pass people halfway down the straight. I feel like, I just feel like this one, he's not going to get, maybe he will. I don't think he's going to get the sprint out of the turn like he was in Bogota.
I think he's going to wax people down the third straight. Even it's easy.
I hope he does because we talk about like the chaos that's going to incur in that last turn. If he's flying by people, it's going to be shaking things up into that last turn.
What do we think of Neek in Tulsa? I don't think it's a great fit for him.
No, I don't. I don't think it is. He's an open up guy. He's the put him on the outside, inside, doesn't matter, but somewhere where he can open up and like use his power, use his speed to just shift and get away from people. I just don't think he has that opportunity as much in Tulsa. So I don't see that happening.
Much tighter track.
Yeah.
Kind of not as, yeah, I agree.
Like I look at Paris and I think that's a track that he could be phenomenal on. Like there's enough space to open up over that first jump down the straightaway. I just don't feel like that in Tulsa.
So. One sec, I'm stretching. Come back.
We're not used to a morning podcast here. It's still somewhat the morning. So.
You know who's going really fast in Houston? Actually, I saw some laps. It was old Freddy Villegas.
Yeah?
Yeah, Freddy's pulling.
Come on, Freddy. Big elbow Freddy.
What's his best World Cup result? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't think he's podiumed. I know he's been in like Maine, but I don't think he's podiumed.
Not off the top of my head, but I can... I know. I can only tell you this year.
Has he podiumed? Did he podium in Argentina years ago? I don't think he has.
No. He's done, like, yeah. Fuck, I wish I'd... Show me all the races. It's not showing me all the races. I don't think he has, but he's been, like, in the mix for a long time. Because I remember, like, 2013, 14, I feel like he was a step above, like, the other guys in, like, of the countrymen, I feel like, where he was performing really well at World Cups. He was being very competitive down first straight, doing what Freddie does, like, getting his elbows in there. And... The fact he's still doing it now, I think, is really impressive because he's gone through some big injuries too.
He's just been a staple for a long time now. Like he's always at the races and he's always fast.
Yeah. And I mean, he definitely loves it because he's living in the US now, living the dream. Like he's going to all these events. He's in Houston. He's continually finding ways to, seems like get better still. So I'm curious, what's the Argentina team going to do? What are they going to do for their pick with Torres being out? Like last year, it seemed like Torres was really kind of bringing it back around in time for the Olympics. And then with the crash you had in Argentina, the World Cup there, it's fortunately he's been out since. So it's all about timing. Yeah, with these
guess
kind of
Gonzalo, Freddy, or Thomas. I guess that's what you're looking at.
Oh, Mascherano too. I forgot about him. Hey,
yeah, he's obviously young, but like, man, he's fucking good.
Yeah. I'm going to look up Torres on Instagram. See what he's at.
But Mascherano's good. And I'm sure he'll be going to the next ones if he doesn't go to these ones.
True. Yeah, I really think so too.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a little bit of a reach for him to try to get to this Olympics. Like, I think if you're taking him over like Molina even right now, I don't want to say silly, but I think if you're going specifically on who's going to do better at the Olympics, I would bank on Molina, even though Mascherano has so much potential. I get that.
Talent. It's almost like with Thomas, you just need another year or two because he's only second year junior. He's probably not even 18 yet, or maybe he is 18, but yeah, he's like just 18.
Yeah. He's young, hey?
Any other men that stand out to you?
Probably a lot. There's probably a ton. I think somebody like Simon, could do well here. I just think being on the... I don't want to say too much. I think the Swiss Wagon, I think they're a team to watch because I think they've got an interesting Olympic pick that's going to be having to come up too. I think Cedric and Simon are the clear two out front for them right now. But in saying that, I think it's still like the other guys and the rest of the team are pushing. So they're going to keep pushing and make sure that they're the obvious two picks.
You get left behind quick if you don't get a good result on a strong team.
For real, right? And they're in the spot. Yeah. Like they're, let's see, like from what I can tell in the Olympic ranking, like they're in, I think, third. And that's two spots, which would be the Simon and Cedric pick. I don't think they're going to be able to reach Colombia. I think Colombia is too far ahead. They're in second for three spots. So,
oh, Carlos Track. Forgot about our guy.
You know what? Hell yeah. It's
course
Carlos
fit.
Track.
Yeah. Great course fit for Carlos.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it really is too.
Probably Diego too. Honestly, he's super technical and good at these types of first jumps. I feel like fuck, those two are going to be really good this weekend.
Yeah. Good call. Good call. I think that's something that they're definitely used to. Right in Bogota, you have the worst lip in BMX. I mean, they're definitely going to be able to handle this first jump, no problem, right?
Just ultra steep or what?
Bogota?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's flat to like a curb, steep in your face, just no transition, just boom.
But I feel like Carlos and Diego are both really good at those types of jumps and on technical areas anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, like tight first straights, it seems like they're very capable of like finding space, finding a lane. I mean, Carlos is a magician for a reason, right? So he'll make something happen.
And he can use the whole track. It's a like pretty long track, wide open for passing. It'll be really, he'll be making some good passes like second through last corner.
Putting Carlos on the box this weekend.
Love it. Love the pick. I'll do it too.
Yeah.
I'll double down Carlos on the box.
Stamp. If you're putting money on Carlos on the box.
Probably Diego too.
Fair enough. Throw them both. Throw them both on there.
Probably Diego too.
Yeah. Hold on. Here's a question then. I don't want to call the French team they're sending the B team, but clearly they're not sending the team that they're sending world champs. Do we think somebody from France is on the podium either day?
Nope.
No, hey? Fuck.
Talk about national, like the Dutch national team. Boy, are they falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
Dude, crazy, right? Man, it obviously goes through cycles. Like they used to be like the top country with so many bangers, and now they're really not.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like how fast it feels like it changes. Like it felt like they had so many guys just yesterday that were competing at the top. And I think now, like Devo, Jay, and Schottmann, I feel like they haven't found their groove lately and they haven't been in it. I think Devo's been trying to keep in that groove a little bit off from what he used to be. And I think same with Jay and Schottmann, just a little bit not there, like from what they've been. And then you got Jamie O'Brink, we thought was going to come up and just be that guy. And I just don't think he's found it just yet. I think give him another year or two and he'll be, I think, more in the mix at the front. But it's like, yeah, it sucks, hey? Like, or not sucks, but it's that wave of things where it's like, what went from them being like the staple, the big team of like gunners at the front is now they've taken a step back and they probably have to rebuild and find something.
I think Jamie O will be a top rider, but he's still really young and obviously just needs some more time. He's not quite there yet.
Him and Mascherano could be two guys too that could be entertaining in the future.
Could be two future stars. I think Thomas for sure, and I think Jamie also. They're both ultra talented, good riders.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, onto the women.
You know, it'll be interesting. I wonder if Cedric Cade's racing the World Cup in Tulsa.
Want me to look?
Just thought of that.
I have the list open right now. I would imagine she's going to be U23, you think?
I would think, yeah.
Okay, let me just check. I'm at Elites anyways. In fact, they got a lot of people. Corbin there. Nice. Cam Wood, nice. Okay, so I'll go to U23. Let's see what we got for U23s. They're going to have a lot of U23s, I imagine. That's women going up. What are we here? Men under 23, USA. A lot of people. We're looking for Cedric.
Yeah.
Brayton. No, I don't see him.
Interesting.
Brody, Sean, Darian, Weston, Trenton, Patrick, Ethan, Zane, Matthew, Cutter. Yeah. Huh.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Elite women. Let's start off with Peyton. It's been improving a lot the last couple of years. Riding well, lives in Tulsa, home track. This could be a breakout. I mean, she's had some great performances. Could be a real breakout time.
I think there's good vibes for her coming to this weekend.
You don't get a better opportunity.
No.
Really, you don't.
No, you're right. I think she's got some good vibes coming to the weekend. Potential for great, maybe breakout, personal best result, I think, this weekend.
I think so, too. Do you think she podiumed?
Yes.
I agree. I think she does. I think she gets a third.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's the one person that's going to have literally the home track advantage 100% at this race. And I think that's going to be huge for her. I think she's been phenomenal as of late in like some of these big races. She's been really quick. And I feel like you give her that little good break that she needs. And like, boom, I think that big result is there.
You know, it's funny. Her teammates, Lexi and Delaney, it's almost like they get grouped together. The desert ladies, they always just kind of get second, third together. It seems like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. If like, or was it Bogota? Like if Delaney's going to be on the podium, so was Lexus. Like it was just going to be both of them together. Like,
yeah, I think they both have good results. And I think, between those three, it's like really coming down to these last two races. Who's going to go between Peyton, Lexi and Delaney.
If you had to, pick your team now, who would you pick?
Pick Peyton.
Yeah. It's so tough. Yep. Eh?
It is really tough. Lexi's like been riding really well too. Like from seeing her riding videos and everything, she looks really comfortable and supercross, aggressive, and she's improving. She's improved a ton the last year.
Yeah, if I had to pick somebody for most improved in the past year, I would absolutely pick her.
100%.
In Bogota at the Continentals, did Peyton go down in the first turn with Felicia? You know, I never saw the video of the final.
I think she did crash in the first
quarter. Okay, because I thought I saw something about there was like Felicia. I thought she posted about getting tangled up with somebody, like one of her teammates, and I imagine it was USA teammates. So I was wondering if it was those two. If that's the case, maybe they're up front, maybe they're battling, and that's a good sign for both of them. So,
Elise and Felicia, two top U.S. women for years now. I think you just know what you're going to get out of them both. They're both fast. Both could probably going to be battling up front, especially at a home World Cup. I don't really know what else to say about it.
I think Elise is like this first jump for Elise. We talk about like having to get the jump well, get over it well. I think Elise's I feel like Elise is good at making sure she gets over first jumps clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge, obviously, on this track. She rides really light, I feel like, a lot of the times in a good way. Like, she looks like she floats nice. Like, I don't know. I see that as an advantage for her over the first jump. So I want to say I see her, like, do I see her getting a win this weekend? I'm trying to decide in my head. I kind of see her getting a win this weekend.
I think it's her last chance to win a World Cup.
You think so?
Big claim. That could have been one of my big claims.
That could have been a big claim, yeah.
I think I said that about her at the Worlds, and I think it's the same. Yeah. The home World Cup, you know the track well, trained on it, been there a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, at the end of her career, it's a good chance to do it.
I think it's going to be tough. It always is. No shit, it's going to be tough. But against, like, against Saya, against Beth, two girls that have been proven that they're just like a step above, it seems like, down the hill. But at the same time, Elise seems to do really well in the U.S. She steps up when she needs to step up. I think not having a first rate where it's just an all-out sprint at top speed, I think, is better for Elise than it is for like a Beth or even a Saya. So I could see that. I could see her getting a win. I'm stamping it. I think she gets a win this weekend. You know, stop being like soft and like half claiming. I'm just going to claim it. She gets a win.
Headline. We're headline guys. You got to make some claims. I'm pretty sure Saya won last year at the USA BMX round in Tulsa, didn't she? Wasn't that like one of her first races/wins back? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think so too.
All right. I like Saya this weekend for winning.
I'm actually like, if Romaine's not here or isn't going to be here, I'm kind of almost surprised that Saya is here, but I think she's been so good this year. I think the World Cup title is on the, like, probably something she wants to win. I'd hope it's something she wants to win. So why would you not come here and keep racing, get some good results, and go for that title too? So.
Smolder sisters.
Laura's back. She's back. She says she's back. The list says she's back.
You know what? I totally forgot she got hurt in Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, the list said she's back, though. So, I mean, she's back.
What did she hurt? Do you remember?
I think she did something to her collarbone, maybe, and then also her thumb. So
I just don't see her having the pace that, like, Elise, Sai, or Beth and Zoe have on the first straight.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe not. I can see where that's coming from, but I do think that it's such a techie track for the women. I think their second straight is big enough where I think Laura's so good around the track. That could be her strength. Like, that's where she can make the difference. So even if she's in like a, she can find her way into the inside, into a podium position around the first turn, I think she could still make moves to even get up for another win. I think, honestly, like, I think that'd be, it's going to be really tough, but I definitely think it's possible. And I see her doing that for a podium.
I'm going to keep my stance that she doesn't win another World Cup.
Okay. We both hate hearing that. She need what? How many more does she need to get to 30?
I think she's at 30, isn't she?
Is she at 30? I feel like she's,
I don't know, around
39 or something.
Yeah.
Either way, it's like, it's fucked. It's like, I feel like there was a breakthrough number that she was almost at. I just don't think she's there yet. And it's like, oh, I just want her to get there.
It's just real tough, eh?
Just real tough.
It's really tough out there. So Zoe won the last two World Cups in Oz. Big momentum coming in. I think she gets a win. I think her and Saya get the two wins.
That's your claim?
Yeah. Big claim. Okay. Huge claim, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think this track is more technical for the women compared to their other tracks versus the men compared to their other tracks?
First straight, yes. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Third straight, no, it's pretty easy.
With that being said, like, I mean, I think it helps Zoe's case for sure.
I think she's just good anywhere.
Yeah. I also look at, she is good anywhere, but I look at where they train and where they practice.
She's going to roast people over the first jump.
If there's any track out there, I think that's like almost helps get ready for this first jump, I almost feel like it would be the training center in Switzerland. Like they
talk about a gnarly track.
Yeah, like it's, I don't know specifically, I've only watched videos, but like asphalt first jump, good little bit of a step up almost first jump, seems kind of technical in that sense, where I think that helps come into this event. So if that's the case, like I think that's a good, it's, yeah, plays in her favor.
Lauren Reynolds, Answer S Squared, get yours today. Just had her on the show. Two mains, gets on the podium once.
Love it. Stamp it. Boom. Claim it. Yeah. Claim it.
Any other women of interest?
How about Manon? Like she, obviously, we had her on the show after the World Cups over Down Under. I think she's putting her foot forward for that third spot in their Olympic team, pretty evidently. Do you think we see her in both finals? Do you think we see her in a final? What do you think?
Yeah, two mains battling for the podium. But she goes like, gets a fourth and then close another time, either on or just off.
4-6, 4-5.
I was thinking 4-5. Right. I don't know why I thought that. That's what I'm thinking.
I love it. You know, it's damn good. We'll take the claim. Take it.
All right. So we're all to end the show here. We're gonna pick five riders in elite women, men and women who won't win.
Oh no.
They did this on a golf podcast, and I loved it.
So we gotta.
This on No Laying Up Golf podcast, we shout out before a big tournament. They named people who they thought for sure wouldn't win. It's pretty savage, but it's fun.
This is the most rude thing we've ever done on the podcast.
Yes,
but
it is. We're gonna put ourselves on the spot.
Okay, thankfully I have the entry list, and I'm just gonna go down the entry list and pick somebody who has not won a World Cup, and I'm just gonna go like that.
Okay, you can't. I say okay, we'll preface it. It has to be ranked in the top 20.
Okay, top 20 of World Cup rankings?
Sure.
Okay, done deal, top.
That way we don't pick some, I don't want to say someone random, but like someone ranked 100th who's obviously not going to fucking win.
I was literally just going to look at somebody from like.
Yeah, okay, we're not doing that. It's got to be like a person who like.
Top 20.
Or we'll do honor system. Like a person who like could win, but we don't think is going to, basically. So don't, yeah. Okay. Like pick someone realistic.
Men or women first?
Let's start with the men. Simon. I don't think Simon.
That's a big pick. See, that's okay. All right. And it should be like the more bold, the bolder the claim, the better your chances of winning this non-prize we're giving away.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. okay. I'm
let's
going
draft.
Down.
Let's just draft it too. That way we can't pick the same guy.
Sure. I don't think Jay Smooth will win this weekend.
Agreed. All right, Neek. I don't think Neek will win.
Okay. Fucking. I don't think Michael Bias will win this weekend, but I do think him and Rico are two guys you want to watch for their internal Olympic ranking.
I mean, battle. Michael Bias, that's not. He's of course he's not going to win.
He's 14th right now in the World Cup overall list.
All
right, come on now.
Cam Wood, I don't think is going to win.
Oh, it's tough.
I'm going way bolder than you are.
You are going Super Bowl. I'm not that kind of guy right now, dude. All right, I'll go bold. I don't think Carlos is going to win. I think he's on the podium. But I think he could be on the podium both days, but I just don't see him winning. How many is that? That's three each?
Three.
Fuck, we still got to get him more.
Eddie Clarté is not going to win.
Okay. Fucking... All right, hold up. Let me make sure I'm not just doing a soft pick for yourself. Like, who do I think? Okay, I'm gonna start from the top. I think Cam is gonna win one, and Isaac's gonna win one. Going down my list. See, I was gonna say Kai. I don't think Kai is gonna win one, but
that was my next pick.
Fuck,
too.
I think he could though.
That's a bold pick.
I know it's a bold pick to say he's not gonna win one. Because I kind of think he could, so I'm not going to pick him. Of him and Ross, because those are the two I'm looking at right now, I think Kai wins a race over Ross right now at this venue. So I'll take Ross.
I'll go Kai. Kai doesn't win.
Yeah.
I think that's 10, right? It's 10?
I think it's 8, but we'll say it's 10. We're going to say that's 10.
Oh, that was 8?
No, okay, wait, that's 10. That's definitely 10, dude.
I thought it was 10. All right, let's pick one more then.
Okay. Diego Arboleda. I don't think he wins one.
Oh, that's a pretty bold one.
Yeah.
can you start naming guys on the list we haven't talked about?
guys on the list we haven't talked about. Cedric. Okay, I can't take those three French guys because they're not here. Jeremy, Carlos, Mateo Garcia, Dave Vanderberg, Michael Bias, Eddie Clarté, Neek, Diego, we talked about him, Renault, Magnus Dyer, Simba, Rico, Pills, Rego, Molina, Patty, Colombian guy, I don't know this guy.
I feel like we said all the really bold ones.
I feel like this, the World Cup standings right now are not what you would usually expect. No. You could take Corbin if you really want.
Yeah, he's for sure not going to win. Okay, we'll go to women.
Okay.
All right. Felicia doesn't win.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Let me get the list up again for both of us in case we need it. Papa Americano. I don't think Beth wins one this weekend.
Wow, that's huge. Really bold.
That's I'm taking my two picks. I'm taking Elise and Saya to win. So that means I have to leave one off the list, mm-hmm. and I think it's Beth.
I would love to see her win, but I don't think Mariana wins. Is she going? She's probably going. Yeah, I would think.
You want me to check the list?
I would think she's going.
She is Colombia. She is going.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Going down the list. I think she's going to win. I don't want to say this one, but if I have to say it, I don't think Molly wins one this weekend.
Yeah. I don't think Laura doesn't win one.
Okay. Said Beth. I don't think Manon wins one. I think she's, where she was, where she said we said she was going to be.
I don't think Meryl wins one.
Okay. You said both Smolder sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I don't think Zoe wins one this weekend. That's bold. I don't think Zoe wins one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is fucking bold.
I'm telling you, out of the, what I think of the four women that are going to be battling for wins, I'm taking my two. I'm putting my money on my two.
All right, I don't think Peyton wins.
Oh, okay. So we're done? Is that everyone?
you got one more, right?
Let's go with one more. Who's a bold enough pick that would feel like... I got to stay at the top here. Stay at the top. I don't think Delaney wins one. I think she's in the final, but I don't think mm-hmm. she wins one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Fuck.
We'll obviously be back for a recap show. Monday after this coming weekend, but have fun everyone watching / going to Tulsa.
Let's enjoy the weekend. Let's have fun. Let's cheer hard. Make sure you're online watching, you know, Instagram us, tweet us. We're all about it. That's obviously next weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this coming weekend.
Yeah. So.
Progate Europe winning starts the Great Gate. We'll go Saya Sakaki Bar, a great start on our Progate Europe.
Absolutely fantastic starter. She has she keeps track of those numbers, and I bet you she knows that the better the gate, the better she performs. So, you know, you have to get a good gate to perform well, is what it is. Get a pro gate, you're up.
Snap on green.
Snap on green, everybody.
Yeah, well, what's this friggin' podcast all about? I don't get it, man. Coffee chatter?
Get off my back, Iron. You have to defasten the track.
I hate that guy.